Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. President Obama has nominated a moderate judge, Merrick Garland, to the vacant seat in the US Supreme Court, setting up a showdown with Republicans. The appointment has to be ratified by the Senate, but its Republican majority has vowed to block any court nominee from Mr. Obama. Barbara Platt-Usher has more from Washington.
President Obama chose Justice Garland as the best option for a consensus candidate, somebody who is a liberal but not a hard down-the-line liberal, more of a centrist candidate in many ways, somebody who has been supported by both Republicans and Democrats in the past and who has a reputation for decency and fair-mindedness.
The Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has defended the appointment of her predecessor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, as chief of staff. Ms. Rousseff said the former leader was a skillful political negotiator who would help kick off an economic recovery. Hours after the announcement, protesters gathered outside presidential palace in Brasilia. Julia Carneiro has just sent this report.
Lula is being investigated by police, and the move to bring him into government is seen by many as an attempt to shield him from charges. His new role grants him special privileges, and he cannot be prosecuted by regular courts, only by the Supreme Court. Protests against his appointment have broken in at least four Brazilian cities, including the capital, Brasilia, where around 2,000 people gathered outside the presidential palace. The anger spread to the lower house, where MPs held a chaotic session loudly chanting resignation, calling for President Dilma Rousseff to leave her post.
President Obama has ordered new sanctions against North Korea following its recent nuclear and missile tests. Earlier, the White House accused North Korea of using American citizens as political pawns after Pyongyang sentenced a U.S. student, Otto Warmbier, to 15 years of hard labor for crimes against the state. The White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, called for the student's immediate release.
The allegations for which this individual was arrested and imprisoned would not give rise to arrest or imprisonment in the United States or in just about any other country in the world. Now, despite official claims that U.S. citizens arrested in North Korea are not used for political purposes, it is increasingly clear that the North Korean government seeks to use these U.S. citizens as pawns to pursue a political agenda.
Local authorities in Somalia and Kenyan forces who are deployed in the country say they've killed 30 suspect members of the militant group Al-Shabaab in two separate battles. The authorities in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland say 11 Islamists were killed, and the Kenyan army said its forces killed 19 militants in southern Somalia. World News from the BBC. Pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine's breakaway province of Donetsk have begun issuing passports in an effort to show their independence from the government in Kiev. The leader of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, Alexander Zakharchenko, said the passports were an important step on the path towards state-building and could be used to travel to neighboring Russia. Moscow has not officially recognized the territory, which now uses the Russian ruble as its official currency. Police in France say they've arrested four suspected Islamist militants as part of a wider investigation into a possible plot against French targets. Computer equipment has also been seized. The Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, said the authorities had received information that one of those arrested might commit violent acts, but also urged caution.
Nous avons concernant un individu qui avait été incarcéré.
We have information about one person that suggests that he could undertake violent actions in France. This man could have been in contact with people in Syria and members of Islamic State.
The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has kept its interest rate unchanged because of fears for the health of the global economy. The target rate remains a half a percent after being raised for the first time in nearly a decade in December. The Federal Reserve had previously indicated that it was planning four small interest rate rises this year, totaling 1%, but that's now been scaled back. White House officials say President Obama will make an historic address to the Cuban people when he visits the island next week. The official said that in his speech on Tuesday, the last day of his trip, Mr. Obama will talk about the complicated history between the two countries. He will be the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba for almost 90 years. BBC News.